Racine, W251 BU Kenosha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Police in riot gear arrested more than 100 students at New York University overnight as pro-Palestinian protests spread across the country.
We want to see an acknowledgement from our university that there is a genocide happening.
At Emerson College in Boston.
Someone told me no Zionists are allowed in this part of the alley. And I was like, I live here. I pay tuition here.
The Crimson's reporting Harvard Yard is closed until at least Friday. Billionaire donors are rethinking support for the Ivies. CBS Boston's Louisa Moeller.
Patriots owner Robert Kraft, a Columbia graduate and donor who founded the school's Kraft Center for Jewish Life, weighed in with this statement, saying in part, I am no longer confident that Columbia can protect its students and staff, and I am not comfortable supporting the university until corrective action is taken.
New developments in the war that inspired those protests as Israel gets set for a possible ground assault. Reporter Yotam Kanfino from Herzliya, Israel.
Speculation about a looming Israeli ground invasion of Rafah in southern Gaza intensified on Tuesday as reports indicated that a compound of tents is being built nearby. The Biden administration has repeatedly warned Israel not to enter Rafah before a viable evacuation plan is in place.
Former National Enquirer publisher David Pecker will be back on the stand at former President Trump's criminal fraud trial in New York. But first,
there will be a hearing today in New York about the gag order, which prosecutors say Trump has violated. Trump has been lashing out about different elements in this case, and the prosecution wants the judge to weigh in.
CBS's Robert Costa. A Minnesota state senator has been arrested on suspicion of burglary. Police in Detroit Lake say Nicole Mitchell was found inside a home there after the owner called 911. The 49-year-old senator is a former TV meteorologist and a commander with the Air National Guard. In a statement, the Senate Democratic Farmer Labor Party caucus says members are aware of the situation but have no comment. It's shaping up to be a record year for electric cars. CBS's Vicki Barker from the Foreign Desk.
In the first quarter of 2024, there were more sales of electric and plug-in hybrids globally than in the whole of 2020. And the Paris-based International Energy Agency predicts 17 million will be sold this year, up more than 20% over 2023.
This morning, General Motors reporting a 24% increase in quarterly profits thanks to strong pickup truck sales. The company reports big losses in China. S&P futures up 14. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This report is sponsored by Marcy's on Main. Their all-you-can-eat dinner specials will knock your boots off. Go to WRJN.com and click the big deals tab for 30% savings.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. 12 law enforcement agencies around Wisconsin are splitting almost $2 million in opioid settlement funds. Wisconsin will get more than $750 million of the National Settlement Fund through 2038. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services says some initiatives will help keep opioid addicts out of jail or treat people already in jail. North America might be in for another smoky summer. Dr. Bruce Snyder is with the Health Professionals for a Healthy Climate. He says climate change is fueling hotter and drier summers, raising the risk of wildfires.
And when that happens, people have more respiratory disease. People have chronic lung disease, tend to get sicker. So there's a lot of downstream consequences.
And insects that carry disease thrive in warmer weather. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
The Bucks and the Pacers tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens. Game 2 of the playoff series tonight between the Milwaukee Bucks and Indiana Pacers at Fiserv Forum. Giannis is doubtful. How can the Bucks win without him? Chris Middleton.
Collective effort. I mean, even when he comes back, we'll have to do it as a group. But knowing that one of your main guys is out, one of the best players in the league, it's not going to be easy. So everybody has to, you know, step up to the plate, do a little bit more, but not by themselves.
Baseball, the Brewers lost to the Pirates 4-2. The Crew's pitching staff dealing with injuries. Left-hander Wade Miley placed on the 15th 15-day IL after pain in his left elbow, doctors ordering an MRI. Jacob Junis, out with a shoulder, got hit by a baseball during batting practice, had to be taken to the hospital by ambulance for treatment. College basketball, one of the best players in UW Green Bay history, is returning to coach. The Press Gazette says that Kayla Teklog will be named the women's team's next head coach. The now 35-year-old Kayla Carius has been the women's head coach at South Dakota. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
It is going to be mostly cloudy today with an isolated shower or thundershower possible mid to late afternoon. Our high 67. The wind southwest becoming northwesterly at 15 to 25. Tonight, partly cloudy, 34. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and cooler with a high of 47. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 55.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, this is Aaron from the Todd Albaugh Show. On our next show, Todd's going to be back in the studio here in Madison, and we'll have our normal Tuesday tangents with Luke Mathers and talk about a town hall on the UW system.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
You're listening to WRJN, Southeastern Wisconsin's home for the Todd Albaugh Show.
Babies are a lot of work. I try and pitch in. I do diapers. I mean, I don't change them, but I go, you got to do this diaper. We have three other kids, too, a 7-year-old, a 5-year-old, and a 2-year-old. I should probably learn their names.
Four kids. Bedtime is a crisis. They act like they've never been to sleep before.
Bed? What's that? No, I don't want to do that.
Then it becomes some hostage negotiation, but in reverse. Look, if you stay in there, I will give you whatever you want. I will meet your demands. What do you want, a helicopter to Cuba? Anything. Just stay in there. There's always one awake. Like they're taking shifts.
All right, I'll annoy him from midnight to 2. Who wants 3 to 6? Now let's lie down and practice kicking them in our sleep. Because my wife has instituted this open door policy where if one of our kids has a nightmare, they're welcome to come in our room and pee in our bed. Luckily, that only happens every night.
WRJN Radio. I don't want to waste any time. I want to get right to our WRJN historical marker number 8, Tim Edis. He was our vice president, general manager at WRJN for several years, instituted a lot of great things at the radio station. We are exploring the history of WRJN leading up to our 100th anniversary in 2026. We're talking to as many people as we can. We've had 7 interviews leading up to number 8, which is Tim. And thank you for joining us as he's driving on his way to work somewhere. Hi, good morning, Tim.
Good morning, Don, and good morning, WRJN audience. I have some flashing lights behind me. Is that something I should pay attention to or not? I'm
kinda, and by the way, if they stop, you don't know me if they stop you. Don't even mention my name.
Don Rosen said it's okay to do 65 on the Beltline. But then again, everybody does 65 on the Beltline in Madison.
You mention my name, fines are doubled.
That's what I've heard. So, you've made friends with the state legislature so many times, Don.
I've had so many years working with Tim here at WRJN Radio, and he instituted a lot of great things. We're going to talk about that. First, I want to know how you even got into the radio business, because you are a real radio guy. There are people that come in as general managers, and they're not radio people, but you're a radio person. Yeah. So how'd you get started in the whole mess here?
I have two words for you, Herb Tarlick. So, in all honesty, it was WKRP in Cincinnati was on when I was in junior high, and I thought that'd be kind of a cool job to be like Dr. Johnny Fever or Venus Flytrap or, you know, any of those others. But I ended up being Herb Tarlick and the big guy. I'm trying to think, Arthur Carlson.
Arthur Carlson, yeah.
So it went all is said and done, you know, again, it was just kind of a long, lifelong passion. When I was in high school, they had something called senior class days at our local radio station. And when all was said and done, none of the seniors wanted to do it. None of the juniors wanted to do it. And I was a sophomore, and I said, well, I'll take a stab at it. And from that point forward, I worked in radio. So that was April, gosh, it'd be about this time of year, 1983.
And you've been in, you've worked at a number of radio stations like all of us. So what was your first station you worked at?
That would have been WMCW in Harvard, Illinois.
What'd you do there?
So I actually started out as a copywriter, and then they said, well, let's take a chance on them on air, and I did afternoons on the weekends when I was in high school, and I did that pretty much all the way through my sophomore year of college, and then ended up doing overnights in Rockford at an oldie station until I graduated from college.
Okay, and what'd you go to college for, by the way?
Radio. It was easy. You know, I was the easy A.
Dino, when I went to Hofstra University, I was working at a commercial station at the time, and I was doing the overnight 7 nights a week, and I was janitor at the station. And when I went to college, Hofstra, they had an FM station there, which was pretty big. I mean, they carried the New York Islanders at one time, and so they were a pretty big station. And I wanted to work there on the air. And I remember I was sitting on the floor. Now, this was the early 70s, hippies, you know, the hippie type of movement. And so I'm sitting on the floor, and the guy who runs the station stepped over me and says, what do you want? And I said, well, I'd like to see if I can get a job here at the radio station. I don't think we want you here. Cut to about 5 years later, I am now the public. I'm doing afternoons, and I'm now the public service director at this radio station, WGBB. He walks in begging for help with public service announcements. He didn't remember me because he stepped over me and didn't really look at my face, but I remembered him. I gave him the public service announcements. I don't hold a grudge much. And So in college too, I never got to work at my college radio station, but you did. All right, so you're in Harvard, Illinois. You graduate college. What do you do then?
So actually, the Monday after I graduated college, I went into sales. I'd been a sales intern for the last year of college, just trying to get extra credits and stuff like that. And about a year, give or take, later, they made me a sales manager of our little AM country station that we had as part of the cluster. And then I left Rockford, came to Madison, and was actually here with a standalone FM. This is when they did the 80-90 drop-ins, another great idea from the FCC. And we moved the station from Watertown, Wisconsin to Madison, 94.1, and went up against well-established market leader Z104, really got our butts kicked for about a year. And I said, you know, enough of this. So one of my clients hired me as their marketing director. You know, this 23-year-old kid knows everything. And when that was all said and done, that lasted about 3.5 months, and I had to get back into radio. So actually went to Janesville and ran a standalone FM station there. And that was there 5.5 years. And that's when the folks at Bliss Communications, who ended up buying WRJN, said, let's hire this guy away. We're tired of competing with him. And I came to Racine.
You know, that's a thing in radio. When competitions didn't want to compete anymore, they just to buy them and just offer them a job. And it was a lot easier. That recently happened to me at another station I work for in another part of the country. And we beat them in mornings for the first time in years. So the guy who runs their chain offered me a job at a station in Rockford, Illinois, one of his stations. I didn't want to go. They're buying me out. I like these people I work for in Cheyenne. And so, but it does still happen where if they can't beat you, they buy you.
That's just it. And again, the broadcast industry has certainly changed, and I'm sure we'll talk about that in this hour. But when all is said and done, it's still a competition, and it's a friendly competition most of the time.
And most.
But at the same time, it's one everyone wants to win, and yet there can only be one winner, right?
Yeah, in my early days in radio, when DJs were doing stunts with each other, they used to mail each other tarantulas, stuff like that, and you know, with little notes saying, I'm going to sting you and end your morning show, stuff like that. I don't think we do. I haven't gotten anything in the mail lately, so maybe they don't do it anymore. So, okay, so Bliss Communications, Skip Bliss, who we're going to have as one of our, I spoke to him, we're going to have him on our on our historical marker series. I had a nice conversation with Skip. We'll have him on there. He was the owner of the station, and I remember the day you came to this radio station to talk to for an interview or whatever. You pulled up in a purple pickup truck.
Yep, a purple Ford Ranger. Guess what I'm driving now?
Not that car.
It's not a Ford Ranger, and it's bright orange. So,
well, you rebuild cars.
I do. I haven't done any in a couple of years, but yes, I do.
So you rebuild cars, and I've seen some of your work, and it's just beautiful. You do great work on cars. Okay, so you're in the thing, and I'm snooping around your car, looking around through the windows, and I see a whole bunch of radio stuff in there, and you basically said, get your nose out of my car. But you came to WRJN as vice president, general manager. What was the year?
That would have been 1997, so I actually came as sales manager, that was when Tony Gazzana was still the sales
general
manager.
Yeah.
Yep. So Tony was general manager, and then they parted ways around the first of the year, and Ed Doody came in. You might remember Ed.
Yes.
You guys used to talk movies all the time.
He just passed away about 2 years ago. I was sorry to hear that.
Ed had a long fight, and again, really pleasant guy, great pianist. He could play piano like no one's business. One of the things that I remember best about Ed is helping him move his piano into his apartment. So that's what sales managers do, I guess. Anyway,
before you move on, we have an Ed Doody story to tell you and I. We were at a budget meeting in Janesville, Wisconsin, with our owner. Actually, with Bob Daly, was the president of Bliss Communications, and I was there with you and Ed Doody, and Ed Doody fell asleep at the meeting. Do you remember that?
That's a fact. That's a fact.
His head went down, he dozed off, and he, you know, just like small snores, and they're asking us, and I'm staring at him, I said, he's sleeping? He fell asleep at the budget meeting.
Well, you know, no one ever said they were really exciting. You got to do your due diligence and get your rest while you can.
Okay, so you worked under Ed Doody as general manager, and when he left, is that how you became vice president GM?
Yeah, they promoted me in April of, let's see, that would have been about 2 years later. April of 2000. So we just crossed over into the world's going to fall apart and Y2K and all that other. And, so April of 2000 until April of 2010, I was general manager and vice president.
And how long did that last? How many years?
Well, I was 10 years, yep.
A decade of decadence.
It was certainly decadent. I mean, Bliss Communications was one of the only places that actually gave us expense account. I don't know if you remember that or not, but that's been pretty rare since.
What'd they give you?
An expense account.
Oh, yes, yes. Yeah, well, some companies still have them. Here's something you don't see. Here's profit sharing. You don't see that anymore.
Exactly. You know, it was a great company to work for. And again, it learned a lot and worked under some great people, like you mentioned. Again, Bob Daly and Skip Bliss. Just fantastic. You know, inspiration and always wanted to see you win. And Rob Lisser, again, taught me a lot about accounting.
Yeah, Rob Lisser. Hold on the line. We're talking to Tim Edis. He was our vice president general manager here at WRJN Radio. He is WRJN historical marker number 8. I hate to make it just sound like you're, you know, in the history, dusty history books, but, you know, we want to keep track of our history because, you know, we're not all going to be around here forever. And with our 100th birthday coming up in 2 years, we want to make sure there's a preserved history of this radio station, and we're talking to as many people as we can, even posthumously. We did our last one about Terry Bond, and we talked to his wife posthumously about Terry. So we're taking care of business here. It's 719 WRJ and Hometown Radio Refresh, a civic media station. I'm Don Rosen. Keep it here.
Listening to news, talk, and sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN.
Sorry, but we actually have a wait list for our Monstera.
Shaw's greenhouse is really bringing in the green.
We can't keep snake plants in stock.
She needs a construction manager to build on her roots and grow.
We could add a whole section for ferns. Here we'd have dahlias, and more dahlias.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Go ahead, feel your engine. Admire that perfectly installed exhaust. Your vehicle's moving along this freeway like it was made from fresh installs and a whole lot of love. With eBay Motors, you get over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
You're listening to WRJN, Southeastern Wisconsin's home for Matt and Air on Air.
At WRJN, historical marker number 8 in the history of this radio station, is an important person in the history. Tim Edis, who was our vice president general manager for many years. Had a lot of fun with you, Tim. You know, that's part of the thing about radio is it's not a back-breaking job. You don't go home at the end of the day and say, oh, I need a massage. Oh, I need to get a back rub. Oh, my neck is killing me. It's not that bad a job. I mean, you have fun at this job, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. And again, as our friend Eddie Schultz, you might remember him, used to say, we don't have to go home at the end of the day and take a shower like everybody that has a real job.
You know, people say, how many years have you worked? None. Yeah. I mean, basically, you'd be having fun at this job. Everybody in the, we just had a staff meeting here yesterday. Nobody's griping about anything. What do you have to, no. You sit here all day, either play music or talk. I mean, how difficult can that be?
Do you realize what you do for a living? And, you know, the fact of the matter is it's an extremely important thing, particularly to the community and small communities like Racine, Kenosha, even here in Madison. You know, being able to connect with that audience, they rely on you every single day. So it's an important job, but it definitely is not backbreaking, except when you have to set up your own remotes. That's sometimes.
Yeah, remotes are when you go out on the road and you broadcast from a store or you broadcast from an event. And we've done many. Some have worked out well, some not so much. Because you're dealing with, you know, you're not in a studio. You're in a place where you're open to the elements sometimes. You're with equipment that can fail. I mean, equipment fails. I mean, it's nobody's fault. Things do break. But we always have fun doing it. Broadcasting from, remember, we used to broadcast from the Wisconsin State Fair for 11 days. The thing about the Wisconsin State Fair is, if you're there, you're there. You have to be there when they open up, and you have to be there when they close. I'll tell you a quick funny story. So we're broadcasting from there, and I'm showing up at, you know, noon, and we're leaving at, you know, 6, 7 o'clock at night. So we get a call. We were doing a co-thing with a car dealer, and we get a call from the director of the state fair, and she calls me up and says, where are you? And I said, I'm back here at the radio station. She says, well, I'm at your broadcast site, and I see two stupid cars and no announcers here. Where are you? You have to be here when we open up the fair. Really? I didn't know that. So I ran out there. We actually hired some part-time people to sit there on beach chairs, you know, to sit there and just man the tent. I mean, there was nothing else we could do. And at night, Tony Gazzana and I sat there from 7 o'clock until closing time at 11 on beach chairs in the dark because we had to stay there. And I did something which I didn't realize I was doing. I ratted out another radio station. I said, well, they're not staying here. They leave early every night. And they were thrown out of the fair. And it was a big radio station.
They deserved it.
You know what it was? It was 95.7. It was... they were WZUU at the time, I think, or something like that. They were not RIT, but they got thrown out of the fair because I ran out. They gave me the mark of the squealer across my face. Anyway, so we've done a lot of good remotes. Can you think of any remotes we've done that you were involved? Oh, I know what you were involved in. I know a big one. You were involved in that bicycle promotion we did at Elmwood Plaza where you took old bicycles that people donated, fixed them up, and gave them to families that needed them.
That was probably one of the best and most satisfying things, and replicated that in other markets since, too. And it's, frankly, a little choked up talking about it, because there are people that simply can't afford things like that still today. And, you know, again, using the limited mechanical skills I had, and certainly the gracious support of the audience, I think that first year that we did it, especially the one at Elmwood Plaza, I think that was the second year. I think we did it at a bike store the first year. But that second year, I think we had well over 250 bicycles, and that was phenomenal. There's a group here actually in Madison that has replicated that idea and uses it regionally now, and is somewhat involved in that through promotion at this time. So.
Yeah, I remember all the bicycles coming in, and we were broadcasting from there every day at Elmwood Plaza. It was where, it was that big store.
Yeah, it used to be Goldblatt's.
Yeah, Goldblatt's, and it's been a million things since then, but it was huge, and all these bicycles were in there, and people were just donating them, and I thought that was a great thing you did. And you're there with your little toolkit, and you're fixing all the bikes.
Yep, we had fun.
And yeah, and they're still in use today. Bicycles last a long time.
Some can, yeah. And those two kids now, one of them has kids of their own. So, I mean, it's kind of, you know, the circle of life, as they say, right?
Were you there when I did the 24-hour broadcast from there?
Most likely, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. It was for some food. We were trying to get food for, you know, people that couldn't afford a lot of food for their families. And it was a food drive, and we did it from that same place. And they said, why don't you stay on the air 24 hours? What, me? So we got on the air. And I was there for 24 hours on, this was on our FM station, WEZY. And I was there for 24 hours. I took, the only breaks I took were to run home and walk the dog. I was at a condominium complex right down the road. And I ran home to walk the dog and came back, but I never slept. And 24 hours, that's, and we had little sheets of paper doing a countdown. The thing.
I kind of remember that. Yep, that was something.
Yes.
Yeah, and again, I mean, some of the, obviously, the live broadcasts from Festival Hall, you know, for the anniversaries every 5 years. So those certainly, you know, really stand out as major productions. But at the same time, really doing what local radio does best, and that's communicating and connecting with, again, the local audience.
You know, as fun as it is for disc jockeys on the air, for the management, you guys have to bring in the money. I mean, this electric bills, land taxes, salaries, we all got to be paid. And bringing in the money is constant. It never stops. You have a team of salespeople working for you, and you're only as good as your salespeople you hire. So it's not all fun. I know we have a, you know, Chris Morrow is our manager now, and he's director of sales for Civic Media, and he's got to bring in money. I mean, it's got to be all the time. That's got to be a rough job.
It is and it's not. I mean, again, I think if people get value out of their marketing and their advertising investment, truth is they'll be back. And one of the things that someone taught me a long time ago is that you can make a sale or you can make a good partner. Sales, oftentimes, you know, you have a lot of, what do I want to say, people that just simply don't get the results that they should get, particularly when it comes to radio, because you have to use it correctly. It's kind of like you know, having a prescription from the doctor. If you don't use it correctly, it's not going to cure, and you're not going to get anything out of it. But it's a long-term proposition. You have to have frequency. You have to reach people, and often you have to reach the right people, right? Well, the truth of the matter is a lot of people that get into sales, let alone radio sales, are just simply out to pad their pocket as opposed to helping the business. And you know, it happens in every industry. That's the problem. But if you have good people that are dedicated to helping clients and the local community grow, then frankly, it's not as much of a struggle as you might think.
Well, we have a lot more to talk about with Tim Eaters, our former vice president, general manager at WRJN Radio. We're going to talk about some of his legacies, some of the people he worked with, and he could mention some of their names, some of the salespeople, and some of maybe the air talent that he worked with here. And then after he left here, he went on to other radio stations and other markets and bigger jobs. So we're going to talk about that and where he is today. That's all straight ahead. It's 729 WRJN. I'm Don Rosen. Thanks for joining us here at 1400 AM, 99.9 FM, and 98.1 FM. Hometown Radio, refreshed, a Civic Media station.
This is News Talk and Sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN.
Thank you. You're used to seeing farm equipment in Wisconsin farm fields, maybe even in a local dealership. You're not used to seeing big farm equipment in Washington, D.C. I'm Pam Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a Tuesday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news, but that's exactly what citizens and policymakers in Washington, D.C. will be seeing next month on the National Mall. Kurt Blades is the Senior Vice President of Agriculture for the Association of Equipment Manufacturers, and they're mobilizing their membership to take a message about production agriculture and the need for a new farm bill directly to those that are writing it.
Well, first of all, the National Mall is a very big place. So if you've been there, you know we're talking football fields in length. And so we've got 25 different companies and 30 different associations representing various aspects of agriculture. And we'll have everything from sprayers and combines to small tractors to robotic milking to irrigation, all of the things that you see on a modern farm today. And the really interesting place of the backdrop of the nation's capital and Washington Monument.
Should be visually striking, that's for sure. Kurt Blades is the Senior Vice President of Agriculture for the Association of Equipment Manufacturers. He says, obviously, their goal is to try to inspire policymakers to get finished with the next farm bill. He said it's not a bad way to educate those consumers within the Beltway as well. Modern Ag on the National Mall, happening the week of May 6th. Markets and overnight electronic trade looking pretty decent on a Tuesday morning. Numbers are next. Research, promotion, and education. That's where your Wisconsin soybean checkoff dollars are being invested. Adam Kask is the executive director of the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board, fresh off a trip to Georgia, learning more about how soybeans are used in firefighting foam.
Yep, that was down in Dalton, Georgia. We saw a demonstration of a new firefighting product, actually a foam made out of soybean meal. And the whole intention is to replace the current firefighting foam on the market right now is made with PFAS chemicals, the forever chemicals that we're hearing so much about. So our parent organization, the United Soybean Board, has been working on this project for at least a couple of years now. So down in Dalton, Georgia, we had the opportunity along with several other states and a lot of firefighters from some of the different soybean producing states to go down there and see a test of this product. It actually worked very well.
Adam Kask, executive director of the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board, talking about soy-based firefighting foam. Find more at wisoybean.org. Barrel cheese gained 11 cents yesterday at 177. 40-pound block cheese up 8 at 176. Double A butter was up 8, $3 even. This morning, December corn's up 2.5 at 475. November beans are up a nickel at 1176. July wheat this morning up 11 at 599 a bushel. I'm Pam Yonke.
This report is sponsored by Lee's Deli, serving Racine's favorite sandwiches for over 50 years. Go to WRJN.com and click on the Big Deals tab for 30% savings.
It is going to be mostly cloudy today with an isolated shower or thundershower possible mid to late afternoon. Our high 67. The wind southwest becoming northwesterly at 15 to 25. Tonight, partly cloudy, 34. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and cooler with a high of 47. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 55.
Shop local, buy local, save big deals.
Hi, I'm Jenny, the manager over at Your Big Deals online store. Did you know that when you shop locally, 83 cents of that dollar stays in town? Local businesses are the lifeblood of our community, and that's why you should shop Your Big Deals online store. Dozens of gift certificates to local businesses, all in one convenient place. Shop local from the convenience of your home or smartphone.
Save on Racine's Big Deals at WRJN.com.
This update is sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you.
Brewers Baseball Academy, presented by Fleet Farm, returns to cities this summer for its 12th year. Kids aged 6 to 14 are invited for a week of instruction and fun, plus a VIP day at American Family Field. Space is limited. Don't miss out. Visit brewers.com/camps for details.
Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
Home of the Don Rosen Morning Show, weekdays 6 till 8, 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM, WRJN.
Let the river run, let the dreamers wake a nation.
I let it fly in. I went to go look outside to see how nice it was, you know, the temperature. And a fly flew and he followed me into the studio.
What'd you say there, Tim?
I said, even if they're flies, you need listeners, so just take what you get.
It could be an old relative of mine, so I got to be careful not to swat it. You never know. Okay, we're talking to Tim Enos at WRJN Radio. He was our former vice president, general manager. This is WRJN historical marker number 8. If you're just joining us, what we're doing is we're keeping track of all the people that worked here in the past and putting together an historical record of it because we turned 100, we will turn 100 years old in 2 years. And the reason, just a quick background here, I lost a dear friend of mine in radio, Bill Moose, several months ago, maybe 6-7 months ago. And his wife asked me to speak at his funeral, and I did. And she said, do you have any air checks of him? An air check is some recording of him on the air. And I said, no. I said, don't you? She goes, no, he never saved any of them.
Mm.
So he was on the air. He was in WIBU, not far from you. He was at that radio station for about 10 years. He was at WEZW in Milwaukee, which is 103.7 for 20 years. And there's nothing on the radio of his existence. Isn't that scary? So at that point at the funeral, I said, I'm not going to let that happen here at this radio station. We're going to make an historical record so we have something of everybody that worked here. I found that shocking, don't you? 30 years on the radio, there's nothing that shows he ever worked on the air.
Yeah, and again, especially with the internet being what it is and some of the people that in our industry and or our fans of the broadcast industry, a lot of people are collectors, and it's just amazing to me that, you know, if you even put something out on one of the, well, they used to be radio boards, but now you could probably just put it out on the internet, that somebody doesn't have something somewhere. But I'll bet you're right that it's just simply not in existence anymore.
And there were air checks on the internet, but they weren't of him. And 20 years on the radio, you figure somebody would have saved something, but nope, nobody saved it. Okay, so you were vice president, general manager here at the radio station, and I promised our audience when you weren't listening earlier today, I would ask you to do your Barney Fife impersonation because I watch the Andy Griffith Show at night a lot, and I think of you almost every night when I watch Barney because you do the best Barney Fife.
I have not done that in several years, but I'll give it my best shot for you, probably when you least expect it. I have to think of something clever to say, but I will say this, is that that Barney Fife impression when I was very young in this industry, because when I ran the Janesville radio stations prior to coming to Racine, I used to pull an air shift, and they kind of got wind of some of the impressions that I did at a place called Morning Sidekick. And they said, well, you know, we'll send you over some scripts. And this time you mailed everything back and forth. This was before the internet. We'll just pay you for it. Well, that Barney Fife impression for about 2 years made my house payment every single month.
Well, you think about it. And before you leave today, I will demand a Barney Fife. Because you do it so, you got that sniffle that he does.
And you do. I was so relieved that you didn't ask me to do the Krusty the Clown.
I was just going to say that. And you're hi, kids. Hiya, hiya.
Hey, what happened? That's the clean version of it, by the way.
Yeah, when you go, Krusty the Clown from The Simpsons. How you doing?
Another budget meeting.
They're going to take a snooze. Okay, so give us some of the fun things you remember about the radio station. Some of the people you worked here with at the time. I want to get some of the people's names mentioned. Now, I know you worked with Ron Richards, who was our announcer. He was also a program director here at the station, and later our operations director at WRJN and our FM WEZY. So you worked with him. Give us some of the people, some of the salespeople. Do you remember names and stuff?
Well, sure. You know, again, there's people by Greg Zajac, who's still in the business, and he actually is up in, oh, goodness, at the Polka Station. I'm trying to think of that. What's the name of it?
WTKM.
Thank you. He's still up there selling for a gentleman by the name of Dave Duncan, who was actually my program director in Rockford, Illinois. Duncan is... Dave Stout is his real name, but he actually bought that with his wife, Connie. And talked to me several times about buying it, and I don't want to, but that's okay.
You know, I remember Greg Zajac. All of us, a bald guy.
big voice like this.
Yeah, Greg Zajac. Whoa, yeah. Okay, who else?
Well, obviously, Jeff Brochot, he was kind of the class clown. You probably remember him. And, you know, Terry McDougall, who's selling real estate now in town there. You know, those are some of the key salespeople that were around for a good period of time when we had it. And obviously, there were people that were downstairs with our magazine that we had. And Ross Warzala ran that for us. But we had a really small sales staff, really. I don't know if you remember, but three or four people were kind of the anchor, and then we'd run through, you know, a couple people here or there at the bottom of the list, if you will, and that was pretty much it for a good 13 years. We didn't have a lot of turnover once we kind of got things established. But when all is said and done, you know, again, some of the great people like Lou Turner come to mind. You know, Lou and you and I at my bachelor party, I'll never forget some of the things, but we're not going to talk about those on air because we'd like this to not get deleted from the archives. But just some really neat things that we would do. And the one thing that you missed is the $1 million hole in one.
Oh, yeah. Okay, talk about that.
So the $1 million hole in one was, I'm trying to think of what was the name of the driving range out there, it's 7 mile road.
No, yeah, I know. It's right there on the interstate. I'll think of it in a minute, hopefully.
But long story short, we go out there for 2 or 3 days, and the closest to the pin would get some type of a qualifying prize. But if you got it in the hole, obviously it was $1 million. Well, the grand prize, and this is when Ed was still the general manager, Ed Duty. You had to actually record the final shots in order to basically tell the insurance company that somebody actually did get a hole in one. Literally, I'm down at the hole, if you will, and there was three or four finalists teeing off, and the last person that teed off got closer and closer and closer to the hole, and I realized that my video camera, was dead. And I'm thinking to myself, oh, my God, please don't make it.
And, of course, they did. We didn't give the money away.
No, and no one won $1 million, but somebody won a trip to Whistler, Canada, so that was kind of cool.
We did have a machine called Radio Lotto. Remember Radio Lotto?
I do remember Radio Lotto, yeah.
It was a way to give away big cash, jewelry, and Coca-Cola, which we gave away a lot. And we used to schlep this thing. It was a giant old computer machine, but it looked good. It was in a giant box. We had Tom Cramer schlep this thing all over at the state fair. Wherever we went to broadcast from, he brought it with him. And if you pick six numbers at random and you got all six, you got a huge amount of money. I forget what it was. If you picked five, you got jewelry. And, you know, as you went down the list, and if you just picked one, you got a bottle of Coca-Cola. That was it. Mm-hmm. But there was something I was going to say about that. I forgot what it was. People, in order to play, you had to type in your Social Security number into the unit. Could you imagine doing that today? Nobody would do that.
Yep. Enter your credit card number. Something like that.
Yeah. Give us your play super. Give us everything. People used to do that without, you know, didn't bother them. Where was that golf course? I'm looking it up here. Was it the town of Raymond?
That sounds about right, yeah. And again, I think they've developed that land into something else by now, but I was just down through there about a month ago.
Yeah, it's not there. All right, well, we'll look it up someday. This is what happens when you get old. You forget all this stuff. You can't remember.
Indeed.
Okay,
indeed.
So before we get to your legacies here, I want to know, after you left here, you went to big radio station in Milwaukee. You went to the Hog.
Yeah, I was at 102.9 The Hog for 51 weeks and 4 days. It didn't quite make a year.
How do you remember that?
Because it was brought to my attention by the general manager. How come you're not at least putting in a full year? And I said, well, I start Monday at this other job. Sorry.
I have trouble remembering the years I was at radio stations. You have the exact day, minute, and second you were at that. So the Hog is a big rock station in Milwaukee, and you were there for just short of a year, and you were doing sales there, right?
Yeah. So I decided to take a step back from management and kind of unlearn some of the management things and learn some of the sales things so that in my next iteration, whether it was with that company or another, I could better serve and better work with salespeople. And it was very educational. It was a great opportunity and great people up there, too. Still, now, quite a few of them still in the building.
You once told me years ago when you were here, your dream job would be in Madison. You wanted to live and work in Madison because you're a runner and you used to run in those races at the in Madison. You did all that crazy stuff, healthy stuff. And I got a story to tell in a minute. But so after you left the Hog in Milwaukee, you went to work in Madison, right?
That's correct. So I, again, was there at iHeartMedia as sales manager first, then director of sales, and then the last year and a half, roughly, as market president. And then in, what would that have been, June of 2022? Yeah, June of 2022, they combined the Madison and Milwaukee markets. And the lady that ran the Milwaukee market had a little bit more time in than I did. And so they offered her the job to run both markets. And they treated me right on the way out. But I was kind of on my own for a first time in a while and not able to work in radio for a while. So I went to work at a hardware store.
Really?
You may not have even heard that story.
No, I didn't.
Brand new for you.
Yeah.
I'm still working there.
You still work at the hardware store?
I kid you not. So, as you
because
know...
Because I know you work for Adams, right?
Well, I work for Adams Outdoor during the week, but it's kind of like Batman and Bruce, you know, whatever his name was. I almost said Bruce Lee, but...
Bruce Wayne.
Yeah, you have to have an alter ego, and my alter ego is Hardware Man. So I went to work. As you know, Sherry and I bought a house. We were going to flip it. Remember that when we bought the house in Algoma? And we still have it. And so I said, well, okay, if I can't work in Madison, I don't want to necessarily take a job anywhere else. I'll just go ahead and use this money that they've paid me to go away. And I'll go live up north all summer. And we moved up there for the summer and decided that that was going to be the thing. But after about a week and a half of that, I said, I can't do this anymore. I've got to do something. So I went across the street to the hardware store and said, I'd like to apply. And they said, well, we don't have any openings here, but we do have an opening at our Rio Creek store. And Rio Creek is basically just inside of Kewaunee County and not too far from Sturgeon Bay, but not too far from Algoma either. I thought, well, it's only 5 miles. Why not? So I started work there literally the next week. But I never really walked the store. And when you go to somewhere in the middle of the country, a hardware store is not the same hardware store as the one in Algoma or in the little town. This had animal, this, that, and the next thing. Stuff that, as a city boy, I have no idea what the heck that's for. I do a lot of learning. And so to that point, when I started here at Adams in September, late September, early October, they said, you know, would you consider staying on board? You've really kind of mastered this all, and, you know, we've learned some things from you, and you've learned a lot of things here, so I still go up there at least one weekend a month and work.
Do you have to wear bib overalls and stuff, or?
No, but it is definitely not a suit and tie job.
I didn't hear that story.
Yeah, so I've been doing that coming up on 2 years now.
And you and your wife, Sherry, by the way, I was the best man at your wedding.
Yes, you were.
Sherry is a wonderful human being. You're very lucky. She is very lucky to have you, and you're lucky to have her. You guys started Uncorked on Main Street, which is that you don't own it now, but you started Uncorked on Main Street, which is a wine store. Wine all you want. Uncorked, still there, same logo, same everything, but you guys started that. Now, we only have a short time here, so what we're going to do is just start the story, and then I'll interrupt you, and we'll finish it when we get done. How'd you start that?
So we actually met at a winery in Algoma, and it was always Sherry's intention to get back into the business. She was in banking and miserable, so we decided about 9 months afterward. It was like having a baby right after you got married. 9 months after we got married, we opened Uncorked. So I believe Tony is coming up on his 21st or 22nd year in business, and again, we were there for 10 of that, a little bit over 10 of that. So Tony Begonia is now the new owner there and has been for the last almost 11 years and doing a great job.
That's right. You guys did meet in the winery. I remember that now.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah.
doing a remote broadcast.
Yes, yes, yes.
The station.
That's right. That's right. Yes. Now, so you gotta jog my memory. This is why we want to do this stuff, because we got to get this stuff down on. I was going to say tape, but we don't use that anymore. Tim Enos, he's our WRJN historical marker number 8. More coming up with Tim in just a moment.
You're listening to WRJN, Racine and Kenosha's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Okay, guys, we got to put our trays up for takeoff.
Where's Dad?
Oh, he's in the back. We could only get 3 seats together.
Daddy has my pillow.
We'll get it later. Can you not put your feet up, please?
Why aren't we going?
We must be in line for takeoff.
Like security?
Well, that was a different line.
I have to go.
We just sat down.
But I have to go.
The seatbelt sign's on.
Why aren't we moving?
Hey, no kicking.
We're just 15th in line for takeoff.
Son of a...
Don't go there. Go on a real vacation. Go RVing. Learn more at GoRVing.com.
Ready to transform your body and change your life? Let Blue River CrossFit Racine help you build a healthier lifestyle. Blue River centers everything around the 3 pillars of fitness, nutrition, and accountability. Their experienced coaches guide you through tailored dynamic workouts that are both challenging and fun. They also offer separate classes for kids and teens. This isn't just a gym, it's a like-minded community that's got your back. Getting started is easy. Visit Blue River CrossFit at 3801 Blue River Avenue in Racine or online at BlueRiverCrossFit.com.
You're listening to WRJN Racine, Southeastern Wisconsin's home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
Close your eyes, give me your hand, darling. Do you feel my heart beating? Do you understand?
Song was that? No, that wasn't the song Prince wrote for the Bengals. He wrote the other song for them. Okay, I thought I had some great radio trivia here, but I guess not. You know, Tim and I, we went on a mission to, I think we were going to Eau Claire to speak at a Wisconsin Radio Association Broadcast Association conference, and we stopped at Frenchie Bouton's funeral. Remember that?
Yeah, I do remember that. Yeah.
On the way there, Frenchie Bouton, it was the weekend of his funeral, and he was buried. The funeral was in Burlington at Judy Daniels.
Mm-hmm.
And we stopped by on the way there, and all I remember saying, "Where's Frenchie?" Looking for a casket, and his wife Taffy said, "He's right there." Where? There was a little tiny box with Frenchie in it. So
ironically, I've been to a couple of other broadcasters' funerals since, and it seems like they're all going with the cremation. And again, not to make any joke of it at all, but I just kind of think that maybe that's something that is kind of appropriate, because the idea of cremation is that you can scatter your ashes and we'll still be on air.
How long have you been holding
a little bit of a joke out
of it? How long have you been holding that one in your back pocket for?
I made that up on the spot, just like I did for 13 and a half years working there.
Never meant
a thing or planned a thing in the whole time I was there.
So you and I stopped at a Perkins, I remember.
The olive story.
And I got a salad, and I asked them not to put something on the salad. They did it. And they said, "Hold on, we'll get you another one." They came back 2 seconds later, and the things were missing. And I know for sure the guy stuck his fingers in my salad.
Oh, yeah. If I remember correctly, it was black olives.
Yes.
And the guy kept licking his fingers after he was walking away. So I don't know what that was all about.
I'm sure he picked them out with his fingers out of my salad, and I didn't want to eat it afterwards. But, do you still run?
No, I have a little bit of a heart condition and 2 brand new hips.
Wow, you are RoboCop.
I am. Shortly after I moved to Madison, I caught pneumonia, and I had a collapsed lung and Dander died. And then they also found out that I had been born with a defective heart, so no more running.
Yeah, I had a heart valve put in. Everybody's got a heart valve. It's a standard procedure now to get a new heart valve or new something with your heart. Well, you take care of yourself. So now you sell for Adams, which is one of the biggest billboard companies in the state, if not the biggest one.
Actually, yeah, we're still number 3, but we try harder than harder. So we're not like Avis. Anyway, when it's all said and done, we have a significant amount of inventory in Madison and also Racine Kenosha. But, you know, still the big guys on the block are Clear Channel and obviously Lamar, too. But, again, it's a lot of fun. I've got a great sales staff here that I manage and have for the last year plus. Just really, you know, again, a nice extension of, you know, what we were able to do in broadcast as well. A lot of the same clients and being able to get a different perspective in marketing as well.
And by the way, once you buy a billboard from Tim, he'll give you a discount on nails and screws at the hardware store. You'll get a 10% discount, right?
I'll even deliver.
Okay, so tell me about some of your legacies here. Everybody leaves something behind with the radio station. You were here for many, many years. You must have left something behind that we have today that we wouldn't have had without you.
Well, I think the big thing is you look at the timing of when I got there in 1997, and the internet was obviously taking off about that time. And so much of what we did during that period of time from, again, 1997 to 2010 was really very much related to how do you make this work for you as a broadcaster? How do you make this work for the audience and be able to deliver that information in a timely fashion? So the two things that I was thinking about is, number one, obviously we did good websites and had good websites out there, but at the same time, audio streaming so that people could actually listen, not necessarily on their devices at the time, but on their computers and really kind of take it with them, particularly when you have, you know, city-grade signals that are not the big 50,000-watt stations. People that work in Milwaukee, you know, maybe not be able to get 92.1 at that time in a building downtown, but they could certainly get it on their computer. So I think that's number one. The number two thing, really is podcasting. And I was thinking about this a lot because you kept telling me when 10 o'clock rolls around today that my interview is going to be on a podcast. And I'm thinking, well, wait a second here. We were kind of podcast pioneers in that we would literally have Tom Carco do two or three newscasts a day and put them on to a podcast so that people could, you know, stay up with what was news while they were at work or while they were doing other things. And then our Saturday morning programming on WRJN also was podcasted. So we were maybe 5-10 years ahead of the rest of the country in podcasting. And all that, you know, thanks to a gentleman by the name of Al Pervin. I don't know if you guys all still do the websites through Al, but Intertech Media, if you remember him.
Yes.
He made the suggestion. I thought, well, why not? Let's try it. And so Skip Bliss said, give it a shot. You know, what do we know? We don't know what we don't know. And sure enough, we were kind of the pioneers, at least in that part of the state.
We don't know what we don't know. I remember that. We don't know what we don't know.
Oh. And then Bob Daly would turn around and say, they must know something we don't know.
That's right. When somebody would change a format out of what we were doing, they'd change, some other city would change from the format that we thought was the best in the world. He would say, well, what do they know that we don't know? And that's true. I mean, they know something because they made the change. You know, the more I think about it, maybe they didn't know squat.
Well, again, they at least suspected something, right?
Now, you got to do Barney Fife for me, even if you just say...
Oh, yeah, now. Yeah, now.
Ange.
Oh, you know, Ange. When I'm in Racine, I listen to Don Rosen on WRJN. Oh, yeah, you know.
I love it. That sniffle that he does. That's so good. Yeah. I love doing these historical marker things because I love talking to people that I really enjoyed working with. Now, some of the people we're doing I didn't work with, so I've got to bring other people in to help me with them because I wasn't here during their career. But I was here for you from the first day with that purple pickup truck that pulled into our parking lot. To the last day you were, as a matter of fact, I think your last day here was just before I went in for my heart surgery.
Yeah, it was, you were about 2 weeks, later. Yeah, give or take. It was a whirlwind. It was one of those things you didn't see coming, but at the same time, things happen for a reason. And you know, once you put all that aside, of the shock and everything, it certainly is a progression.
And the one thing I am so regretful of in my life is I didn't allow any visitors into the hospital, and I didn't know you were in the lobby when they said you have a visitor who wants to see you.
And I said, no visitors. And it was you were in the lobby of the hospital to come visit me at St. Luke's. And I didn't let you up because I didn't want anybody in there. Tim, hold on the line. Don't hang up yet. Tim Enos was our vice president, general manager. He is WRJN historical marker number 8. If you missed any of this, you can hear the podcast wherever you get your podcast. Type in Don Rosen Show. Excuse me. And you'll find it. Just look for hour number 2 from today. Thank you, Tim. Do appreciate it, my friend.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Stay right there.
News, talk, and sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN. Crude and Dom.
Tune in day 2 of the Donald Trump criminal trial, New York. Hear about the gag order and whether or not Trump has violated it. Tune in. Greatest radio show ever.
The Devil's Advocates. Weekdays 4 till 6.
We Energies want you to keep this important safety message in mind. Before you start digging, planting, or landscaping on your property, call 811 to have underground utilities marked. Calling 811 at least 3 business days before you plan to dig will help you know what's below and can prevent a hazardous situation. Our representatives will mark the underground utilities on your property for free. So remember, stay safe and call before you dig.
We Energies. People you can trust. Energy you can depend on.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. You're listening to WRJN and W260 CV Racine, W251 BU Kenosha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.